T-Mobile.
CEF, good morning.
How's it going?
I'm good now that I got truck all nice and toasty. How are you this morning?
Playing truck nice and warm. Haven't had any issues as of yet. About to finish up. Another probably 20 minutes or so, and then I can head home.
I just look forward to going home and relaxing and drinking a cup of coffee in the morning.
I'm bad about drinking 3, 4, maybe 5, and then going to bed.
Golly, I can't do it. Oh, man, I'd love to drink coffee before bed, and I can't do it.
Drink a half a pot or a pot and go right to sleep.
That's the way my wife is. She can drink coffee before bed. I can't do it. If it ain't decaf, I'll be wide open all night.
Drank coffee as far back as I can remember. One time I had pneumonia, and the doctor told my mama to feed me coffee with a spoon. Said the warmth from the coffee would help break it up, and I've been drinking coffee ever since.
Drinking warm fluids help break up chest stuff and whatnot. That's one thing I love about drinking it in the wintertime.
Drink a hot tea that's made by the Lakota Indians out in North Dakota. I like that pretty good.
I've heard of hot tea. I've just never heard of anything. What's different about it? Is it steep different or something?
Purple tea. It's got like strawberry leaves, blackberry leaves, and several other herbs and stuff. It helps you sleep. They have 5 or 6 different kinds of different things, but I get the one that helps you sleep, and I can drink that, and I'll sleep like a baby.
Listen, I definitely believe herbal stuff, and there's other things you can take, like I got my wife, she takes melatonin here and there, and that's a lot better than taking some of the sleep aids, but yeah, stuff like that, it's nice to fall asleep.
And it make me a big old cup, sweeten it with a little bit of honey, and I'm happy as an old fat pig.
Where do you pick it up at? Do you buy it online, or do you have to go somewhere and get it?
I have to buy it online. It's not expensive at all, or at least not me, it's not. I mean, you can buy, 24 packs, and each pack's got, I think, 10 bags in it, and I think it's like $14, $15, somewhere along in there.
I might actually have to check that out.
I asked Mike about it. I gave him some, and I think him and me fell in love with it.
I hadn't heard him or Tim on the last couple mornings. I didn't know if I was missing them or not. But I finally got in the truck a little bit earlier this morning. I don't know, I might have to text him.
Text old Rascal after a while, see if he's all right.
You know, every morning just about. I did see Tim get on, I saw his call sign on JSA last night, but I don't think I could get a signal back to him because his station never responded, so I'm not sure.
Wait for my digital stuff.
Encouraged to key up the mic on HF band yet. I keep talking about it, and I keep thinking about it. I just don't do it yet. I tend to fall back to play a little bit on the FT8, but then I'll go to like PSK or JSA.
What you got?
What's I got? My HF rig is a ICOM 7300. I like it, and I finally put up an end-fed half wave, and it's doing really well. I've been pleased, especially with the 80, because 40 meters I can't do a whole lot with all my this QRM coming in.
You on 80 meters one afternoon and get you on the radio, get you talking.
Let's do it. I I'm trying to, so I do it more on 2 meters. Like, I try to get on here and I'll throw my call sign out when I get off work, just get more used to it and more comfortable with it. And, but, you know, HF's the, it is different, but it is, you know, it's the same as well. But, so I've been just trying to listen to people call CQ, see how it sounds and the conversation flow and stuff.
A couple of guys talking yesterday morning after I got home. One of them in the lower part of the state, and all of a sudden this guy started calling him. And the guy was in Lithuania.
That's the thing that interests me the most. It's just the way signal propagation works. I mean, you get on 20 meters and you can see. Like, that's the one thing I like about FTAs, you can see your signal, where it's received at, and it's just weird to see, like, in the evening, you can hit Japan from the east, our side of the United States.
One station from Japan, and had such a pileup, I couldn't get through to it, but I tried. It was about, about 5:30 in the afternoon.
It'd be a little bit later in the evening. Yeah, like either right before or right after sunset, which, you know, FTH, you can get down in the noise where, like I said, I hadn't tried voice, so I can't really speak for that.
Once you get the DX and actually get to talk to people from different countries and stuff, it gets addicting. I admit it, I'm addicted to DX. And
I don't doubt that it'd be interesting. I think the biggest thing, is just that you got to know how the conversation flows a little bit. And some of it's just, the signal reports. I know that, but yeah, I hadn't done it yet, and I need to.
Here with both feet, like I did, do it. But whenever you're ready, my email is on QRZ, so. Just email me and let me know that you're getting on, and I'll catch up with you.
So what time are you usually sleep most of the time during the day and up in the evenings, or what?
Day, because there's nobody there, and then I get up at 2 and go pick up grandkids at school. And then I'm up the rest of the night.
The night shift. All right, well, I'll do that. I'll hit you up one evening, and you can tell me how my rig's doing at least. Maybe I need to change some stuff. And, I've tried to set my audio, but I don't know if it actually sounds any good or not. So we can do that one evening.
What I can, radio I got the FTDX 3000, and I'm able to sit and listen to myself and see what the tone and my voice and all sounds like. It's interesting. And then there's a guy that gets on every afternoon on 80 meters. If you can get through to him, he's a radio expert, retired radio expert, and he'll help you get set up.
Where does he sit on?
I'm trying to remember, but he is on YouTube, and I can't remember his call sign. I can see his face, but I can't remember it right now. I guess it's because I got 3 different things running through my mind.
Understandable. Yeah, I usually try to get on 80 at night. I can't do anything on 40. Because I got so many shortwave stations coming in, I can't hardly do anything on the voice portion of the band. So I usually try to stick to 80 in the evening now that I have access. So it'd be interesting. I like to do that.
Yesterday, 17 meters was open, 15 was open, but I never was able to pick anybody up on 10.
FT8 on 10. I hadn't. It's rare. I mean, I usually try to listen to the beacon stations, check 10, but most of the time, if I get home late in the evening, it's just about closed down. KW Mobile.
Well, good morning, cowboy.
Good morning, guys. I've been sitting here listening to you, waiting for it to warm up and waiting for the mic cord to get a little more pliable so it can reach.
Done got in here. You can help break his young man in of his mic break on HF with me.
Yeah, I ain't no good at it.
Hard time on it.
I hear you on that one. Over it and get on the way airwave. It was, you know, just finding a couple of people that just wanted to chit chat a little bit and everything, and made it a lot more enjoyable. And I did one contest earlier in the year, and I think I picked up about 40 countries that day.
I think I've tried contest wise was like JS8FT8, but that's very simple, easy to set up.
I tell you, the best thing to do is to do those parks on the air, because if you go to their website, they'll tell you, you know, what their call sign is, what frequency they're at, and then you can, you know what I mean, you can try to tune them in, and then if you can get them, you can just jump right in there.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind actually doing the parks on the air one time. I think it'd be fun.
I'm out there. That are really, really good. There's an operator, her name's Carrie, and I forget where her call sign is and that, but man, she's awesome. She'll probably talk to 3 or 4 a minute.
All right, gentlemen, I gotta head on into work. 7-3s to both of you. Hopefully I hear you on the radio, and I should be back on maybe tomorrow. I'll be hunting tomorrow, so y'all have a good one. Hope you have a good weekend. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear.
Have a good one. Hopefully catch you later.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good day. Good hunting tomorrow, and I'll catch you another time, KN4TFW.
Have a good Thanksgiving.
The one set of grandkids came over, and we had a really good time.
I tell you, this truck delivery stuff is driving me up the wall. Like this morning, I had the paper sitting there looking at me at 10 minutes after 1.
There must not have been much news to print that day.
Very thick, I admit that.
At least you'll be able to get done pretty quick.
I'm just now headed for a biscuit and a big old glass of iced tea. And that tea will be gone before I get home. And I'll turn around and be in the cold spot.
Yeah, I heard that. Man, it's pretty cool out this morning. That's for sure. That coffee will be good.
To me, it feels warmer tonight than it did last night. Last night, I like froze to death.
25 in the truck this morning.
Check the temperature here. I have no idea. I think the last time I looked, it was like 30, and I was getting ready, trying to figure out how many layers I needed to put on.
Yeah. So we had a good time. My in-laws, my sister-in-law, my mother-in-law came in on Monday. Tuesday was Susan's birthday, so we had a good time.
Hope we get on the radio Monday, and the only person I got to talk to was Andrew, and he said he hadn't been hearing Mike and Tim on at all.
And on last time I was on was last Wednesday, and so the truck's just been kind of sitting idle.
Supposed to ignore the truck now.
When we're off, we usually take Mama's Jeeps, you know what I mean? The truck's got, you know, about 90,000 miles on it, so just trying to keep the miles a little bit lower on the truck.
Still got to go by and pat it on the hood every now and then and let it know you ain't forgot her.
So we had to go to Brevard on Tuesday. My sister-in-law wanted an artificial tree, and the only store that had it was the Lowe's up in Brevard. They still had some. So we took Mama's Jeep and went up that way, and I set the navigation
system. I paid it take me Highway 11 up to 76, but it said go up 25 in North Carolina, and then it took me off on another little side road, and we followed it around, and pretty soon, next thing I know, I'm on a little one-lane gravel road going up over the top of the mountain and around curves, but we ended up in Brevard.
I don't think I'd like that GPS at all. Stand by a minute and let me order my breakfast, yeah? Nate, beef, fried tea. I'm back after a good swallow of sweet tea.
I hear you. Stop at Bojangles.
Place to go.
I bought Mama one of those little practice lasers for your firearm, and then it comes with a little laser in the caliber of the gun that you have, and you just put it in there and download an app on your phone and point it at the target, and it the phone scores you and shows you where you're hitting at.
Where'd you find that at?
Yeah, I got it online. There's a couple of different kinds. The one I got is called iTarget, but man, that thing is really nice. Laser in the caliber is like $59 or whatever, and I bought the little thing. I think I got less than $100 in it, but now that I see, you really don't need the little, if you got something to hold the phone, then you really don't even need that. You know, I got a Silhouette on taped onto the wall, and then the phone on a little stand looking at it, and you just line it up and zoom in on it, and then you just start shooting. Every time the light flashes on the target, it shows you where you hit.
I'm gonna have to save up and get me one of them.
All the major calibers, you know, they say I got her to 380, but they got 380, 9, I think 40, 38 special, 45, 223.
Come with dummy rounds to put in the chamber to keep you from messing up your firing pin.
Yeah, so what it has is it has a little laser that's the shape of a bullet. And it's got a little rubber plunger on the back, and it's got O-rings on it. So you put it in the chamber, and it'll bottom out in the chamber. And that, and then when you pull the trigger, the firing pin hits the little rubber and sets off the laser.
I definitely going to have to get me one of them.
Yeah, the one that I got for her is called the iTarget Pro.
I have to look that thing up.
Yeah, they got a cool little video. It works pretty good. I mean, they show it with a, you know, just a little bullseye target on it, but it also has a silhouette that you can use, and I got it on the wall. It works really good.
I need to tell Santa Claus.
Yeah, it is that, you know, you're actually shooting your firearm.
Aggravated it with being a revolver, because you don't have one of those, and you got five empty chambers.
Yeah, you'd have to, you know what I mean, pull the hammer back and turn the cylinder around in a revolver.
Interesting. I like diddle-daddle with stuff like that. It makes me wonder how it works.
It's just the shape of a bullet, and it goes in there with some O-rings to hold it, you know, lined up and centered and everything. And when you, you know, if you got it in an auto, when you have to rack it back, the extractor can't get a hold of anything. You have to push it out with a pencil on that. But I think the set of batteries in it's good for like 16,000 shots, and then you put new batteries in it, and you're good to go again.
Like, it's a lot of fun, and it would help you quit jerking the trigger, too.
Oh, yeah, it'll definitely tell what you're doing, you know what I mean? That way you can get that, you know, that muscle memory going and everything, and get really comfortable about, you know, pointing and shooting and that without using up all your ammo, since it's so darn hard to find.
Wait to see what's going to happen to ammo and guns after... Sean gets in.
They're talking about putting a tax on every AR and every magazine over 10 rounds.
They're going to tax all the ammo. They're going to put a tax on it so high you can't afford to buy it.
I lost my thoughts. Yeah, they don't want you to keep any ammo or anything like that. So it's just, yeah, it's just a rat race. They don't even want you to do any online sales.
See trouble stirring. That's going to cause a lot of problems.
They, there's a new gun shop opened up on Wade Hampton. They're starting to make ammo right now. They're only making 9mm, but they had them for 50 cents a piece, selling them in batches of 200. But the problem was that, you know, the primers are just so darn expensive right now.
I wouldn't doubt that. Wouldn't doubt that at all. It's a buggy all of a sudden when I headed home that I might be able to see 30 feet in front of me.
That clears the bell over here.
The bell in Clemson. But once I got over here next to the lake, it put up the wall.
All that warm water on the lake, right?
Got it. But, it's sort of lightening up a little bit now, but boy, when I hit it next to that lake, I couldn't see nothing.
One shop was supposed to get in some ammo that Mama uses, and I took my name down, so when he comes in, he's going to call me.
Is he going to be bringing in nines or what?
No, she needs them 5.7 by 28s.
Okay. If by chance when they call you, let me in, and they've got any nines, I know one of my boys is looking for some.
Now, like I said, they had that one shop over there on Wade Hampton. They got them. They're just selling them in 200-round packs for $100, so it's 50 cents a shot. And at another store I saw had nines, but then they wanted $48 for 50.
I tell you, it's gotten outrageous. I think a lot of it's price gouging. I hate to say that, but that's the way I feel.
At the gun shop's not far, maybe a few hundred yards from where we went to eat at that Mexican restaurant, opposite side of Wade Hampton.
Need to go back there and have dinner again.
We were there last night.
All get together before Christmas and aggravate each other for a little bit and chew the fat.
Yeah, that'd definitely be nice.
And Tim can't make it. We can do it. Me and you and the spouses, he just got to let me know.
She's got a double today and a double tomorrow.
Today. Well, I am at the house, and I'm going to go in where it's a little bit warm. But you have a good day, and be careful going in. And hopefully I'll catch you in the morning. So, 7-3s, and have a good one, KM4NAP. You'll be clear on your final.
All right, 7-3, Ed. Hope you have an awesome day, and I look forward to catching you in the morning, KN4TFW.